100 word stories.
Hey, hi there. Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. What day is it? Sunday? Weekly challenge day. I post the topic. You come up with the story. And the topic this week was alien. So let's hear a bunch of stories from you on the topic of alien. These are really good. And there are a lot of them. A lot of people showed up that were like, where have they been? Well, they're back. Still waiting on Muncie, but he's going to be okay. He's going to be all right. We got Jeffrey, Richard, Ginger has returned. Yay! Welcome back, Ginger. Long time. Lizzie, Charlie, John, Tom, Serendipity, Tura, Leanna has returned. Norval Joe, Dwayne, and Planet Z. Anyone I miss? If you're out there thinking, where am I? I don't know. I don't have your story in the video. Send it. That's okay. If you're running a little late, go ahead and send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But for now, here are the stories that I've got from you for you. Enjoy.
The two missionaries that contacted me several weeks ago invited me for a tour of the church this coming Saturday. I had to refuse, as I have not changed my mind about joining the Church of the Gooey Death and Discount House of Worship. The missionaries, both of alien origin, are beautiful, and they tantalize me with their soft talk and dimpled cheeks. They have invested a lot of their time with me, but I refuse the special baptism and services because I fear that I might be taken away with them in their little red Japanese-made landship.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I tried putting the alien thought out of my mind, but it kept intrusively pushing its way back, interrupting my enjoyment of the moment. Pausing to let the screaming subside, I pondered the thought. What if you let them go? It suggested. Untie them, put away the knives, and just walk away. Think of the possibilities. You could have a new life, without pain and bloodlust, murder and mayhem. A life filled with compassion and kindness, laughter and joy, rainbows and unicorns. Well, I shut the thought down and picked up my knife. Why stop now when I'm having fun?
Hi everyone, here's my story for this week. Wheezy here. They didn't like us. The strings hurt on the wrists. The redness would never go away. They played us like puppets. They manipulated us with a smile. Then they forced us. You'll see it, they said. We didn't know what they meant. Then we saw it. The grand scheme of things, and we were just a tiny fleck of nothingness. They took the children. The candles burned till the end, but they didn't know. We had our own strings. The day we pulled them, they fell. And we took off to get our children back. Arrogance can make empires fall. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Warm San Francisco Nights. The landscape was totally alien to Rudy. He was a Midwest boy who had little experience with elevations greater than a 3-foot rise. Closed his eyes when his wife Irma, a full-blooded San Franciscan, took to the hills above the bay. "Why on earth would anyone build a house on a 45 degree?" he rattled. Irma would just double-clutch the Jeep and spin the four-wheeler onto a side street, completely filling the windscreen with sky, to which Rudy loudly cursed himself for taking a momentary peek. Then came the plummet straight at the bay. Not good. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Tura Brezino here with a story on the subject, Alien. They walk among us, taking our places. You know what they do with the bodies? Liquidize them and flush them down the drains. Did you hear about that fatberg in the London sewers? 20 double-decker buses weighed a fat, blocking an 8-foot tunnel. That's what decided me to take action. They're convincing, but I spotted you, didn't I? You're not conscious, you're just a meat puppet. No one at home. The saws? The scalpels? I want to see what you're made of, don't I? But I'm just talking to myself. There's no one here but me. Let's start by opening your chest.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 595 on the topic of Alien. Lawrence, I see that you survived, and George the Pirate also survived the hurricane in Houston. Hope the cleanup effort is going well there. I suspect it's going to take months for everything to get back to normal. But best wishes for you and everybody in the area. And also, I'm giving my prayers to the folks in South Florida. My in-laws are there riding out the storm and on the west coast, sort of near Sarasota. They had been lulled into a false sense of security by the forecast that had it going in the other direction, but hope that they're going to make it okay and that everybody else is going to be all right as well. What can I say? Lots of hurricanes this year. Weather, not climate. Anyway, my story this week is called Illegal Alien. My mother always said I was an alien, born in some distant solar system and adopted as an infant. She begged me not to get hurt, as Earth medicine couldn't help me. Each of my transgressions would merit a heavy sigh and a, "I should never have rescued you from that orphanage." Low grades, fighting at school, sassing back to her. Yeah, I got the alien speech every time. Gives a kid a complex, I tell you. Of course, I'm no alien. I got cut badly when I was 12, and I bled as red as you. My sister, on the other hand, yep, total extraterrestrial. And that's it for me this week. Apologies to my sister, who is actually not an alien, and I'll be back next week with more stories.
Hello, this is Richard, and outside it is wet, windy, grey, murky, horrible. But then, it seems to be the case across most of the world, so I shall move on and give you some stories instead. The topic was Alien. My first story is called Apollo 11. Nobody realizes our first and last encounter with alien life happened during the first moon landing. The historic moment humankind committed genocide on a scale never before or since witnessed by the universe. We're all completely ignorant that with a single action, we wiped out the entire population of the only intelligent life in the universe. Billions. Destroyed in an instant. Had Neil Armstrong's one small step been a little to the right or left, it would be a different story. Instead, he stood squarely on the alien city, eradicating all life within it. Nice one, Neil. Second story, not as we know it. We all have our ideas about what alien life might be like. But if movies are to be believed, they'll either be colourful variations of the human form speaking American English, or evil, slimy creatures hell-bent on our destruction. Most scientists take a more sober view, preferring the bacterial or amoeba-like form of alien. Practical, but boring. Personally, I've always imagined first contact would find aliens in plant form. Silent, immovable, harmless, but lovely planted in the garden. Either that or vegetables. Maybe an exotic potato that humans could bake and stuff with macaroni cheese. Delicious. And my last story this week is simply called Alien. A final story is called Alien. I had a pet alien. Found it wandering around Roswell back in 1947. It told me it was seeking world domination. Like that was going to happen. Years later, I realized there was money to be made, and through the dark web, I sold it for a handsome sum to the Russians. They passed it on to China. Then I lost track of my old roommate. Recently, though, he's resurfaced, and I'm starting to think that it was a bad idea to let him go. How was I to know the damn thing would end up running North Korea? There you go. The secret is out, and I'm off. So until next time, goodbye.
Fix the Damned Fountain by John DeCleese. There is something alien about drinking out of plastic bottles. Water is part of our original world. Plastic is not. It's artificial, the antithesis of natural and wholesome. Bad and alien things leach out into water confined to plastic, and every indication is that they are bad for us. People used to bestow fountains in public places where you could drink water for free. For thousands and thousands of years, we drank from fountains. Then, slowly, the aliens persuaded us it was unhealthy and that we should drink from plastic. I think that most of the aliens come from Switzerland.
Good afternoon. This is Ginger. If I was from another country and took it upon myself to help the United States with their frazzled communications, orchestrated liaisons with heads of state, press conferences, officially formulated communiques and speeches, I would be considered an economic alien and would have to file taxes accordingly, except that no one from that office ever would offer to pay an avatar, and it conceivably pleasures me to be a slave. From my vestibule, I could insert promotional tweets for family-friendly brands such as Johnson & Johnson and Colgate, so that people would remember personal hygiene is very important over the next 3.5 years of their subjugation and depression. I could remind coffee drinkers not to believe everything they see on television, since the world has been taken over by the fetid wiles of red-eyed businessmen hoping to formulate strategy for the next 40 years. Or so, and there is no level playing field. I would remind young mothers that their health matters. I would mount topics of such groundbreaking import that the populace might rise to ask questions openly and ponder their true aim, be it scientific achievement, the laying of pavement, or the coordination of humanitarian efforts, much as Trump would like to mount Olympus. It's not illegal to be an alien, just frowned upon.
Hey everyone, it's Leanna. I'm back, I hope. Sorry if it's kind of noisy. I'm doing this during the day with a lot of windows open, and I just don't care. It's been a few busy, rough weeks, and I do miss you guys. My mother has officially moved from Kentucky to Michigan and now a temporary resident of our house. This is a good thing, but everyone has to make the adjustments. On the sadder side of things these past few weeks, one of my dogs got suddenly and severely sick. I spent a lot of time at the vet and quite a few dollars going out of my pocket, but unfortunately, we could not save her life. Her name was Ginger. She was 12 years old, or we had her for 12 years, I should say, and she was my sweet, goofy girl. I try not to think too hard on it or I'll start bawling, which, you know, might happen any minute now if I don't continue on. So, I then got sick afterwards. So, it's been a bit of a down and out kind of few weeks, but I hope I'm back. So, anyways, my story for this week's challenge number 595 on the topic of alien is called Hop to It. Less than a foot tall, those little bastards with their indestructible shells made our lives a living hell in just 6 weeks. First it was two, pioneers of their race, landing on Earth with goodwill. Something new and exciting got our attention, and we welcomed them with open arms. But they failed to mention their birthing rate and massive sex drive. Two multiplied to 10 in 3 days, and from there it went on. Now we have little ankle biters everywhere. You can't take 3 steps without kicking one out of the way. Is this really our life now?
Hello. Philip Norville Joe Carroll has a sore on his tongue and sounds like Sid the Sloth from the Ice Age movies. This is his entry for episode number 595 with a prompt of Alien. Thank you for your patience. Axel entered Recycling Center RC166-15125 in an out-of-the-way sector of level 48. Astris sat at a desk amid stacks of crates and cartons and the odor fresh shrink wrap. Her bright yellow hair and golden irises identified her origins from the Cochin Odora system. Axel had never seen a true alien on the galactic battle base, only human mutations developed since Earth's diaspora 800 years before, as this woman seemed to be. May I help you? She asked in a melodic whisper. I'm looking for a job. In sales, Axel said. Her golden eyes flashed as she laughed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. And now, Alien. You sit across from me on the train every day, but you don't know anything about me. You just think I'm weird. For your information, I'm from another galaxy. When I was young, my mom said I was special. Later, I figured it out on my own. I'm not from around here. I never understood your silly social interactions. I started to think I was crazy. Then I remembered what my mother said. It all began to make sense. So the next time you look at someone and think they are weird, remember, they are probably from another galaxy, like me.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Bezerop said that his name was unpronounceable by human tongues, which is total bullshit. I mean, I just pronounced it right. He said that because Bezerop was once common in his culture, but had become an unpleasant slang word, kind of like how the names Dick and Gaylord have other meanings. So Bizarrup lied, and he just scribbles something squiggly on paper. "It looks different because I'm drawing in four dimensions," he claimed. "Bizarrup!" shouted the newly arrived delegation. "So this is where you've been hiding." Bizarrup looked for a flight to another planet. Any planet, away from his people and himself.
And there you have it. All of your stories on the topic of alien. Well done, everyone! Yay! Woo! Okay, so where do you go from here? Well, you can go to the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can start working on your story for the next weekly challenge. It's a pick two. Washing, Hope, Downward, Nyx, Lie, Thrive, Joy, Rhapsody. If I said those too quickly, well, just hit, the 30 back button. If you're listening on Stitcher, however, you can just go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. In the corner, it'll say that list. Also, the calendar is getting a little tight. I need to start putting all those suggested topics in order. And then put, this day, that day, whatever. I mean, you got to know when Tiger is, or Smarty Pants, or Record, or Elephant, or Power, or Driver Error, or any of those. I'm going to shuffle them up and put dates to them. Isn't that cool? Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.